that California trip. Get your kids on Route 66.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory, and together we are
the Romies.
We are married
to each other.
We're a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So if you're listening, we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Welcome back to part two of our final episode of season one of the Romies podcast. It has been super fun this year hanging out with you guys. We are looking forward to an exciting 2020 with you. And in today's episode, we're going to continue our journey on Route 66 and, of course, include our travel question and our travel tip. We are also super excited to share our sponsor with you, Listen Sound Company. You're going to hear about them as well. But right before we dive into Route 66, I just want to let you know we are launching our giveaway. Listen is providing 5 sets of Listen earbuds that they're going to give away when you go to our social media pages on Instagram.com/TheRomies, TheRomies, and on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheRomies, TheRomies. Head over there, find our post with our Christmas giveaway, make sure you comment and share, and you will be entered for a drawing to win your own set of Listen earbuds. So make sure to check that out and enjoy part two.
So we just walked into Beale Street Brews in Kingman. Rory needs his daily coffee fix.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
What can I get for you?
Chiapas, where's that from?
The Chiapas is from Mexico. It is a very delicious blend. It's super flavorful. It's probably my favorite that we've had in a really long time.
Cool. Can I taste it just a little bit?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Mm. Go.
What do you have in the tea world?
So we have green tea. We have Green Extreme, which is basically a very flavorful green tea. We have a green jasmine. We have 3 different types of black teas, including Earl Grey. We have herbal alpine berry, herbal peppermint, and herbal chamomile. And we have matcha as well.
Could I do like a mix of the fancy green one and the mint?
Yeah, I'd have to charge you for both bags. Is that okay?
Sure. We'll get all fancy.
What size?
What I just had.
I'll do a large so that it all...
And you want that hot or iced?
Hot, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hot.
Any honey for yours?
No.
And any room for cream in yours?
Yes.
All right.
So is there anything fun to do in Kingman other than it's just a cute town because it's on Route 66?
So we do have some fun things to do. Like we have Locomotive Park, which we have the old train down there. That was a train that used to run through Kingman, and now it's parked. And a lot of kids can play on it. That's a lot of fun. We do have renovated parks that we've actually put a lot of new playground equipment on for children.
It's kind of a cute
little touristy town.
Outdoor kind of a thing,
yeah.
I did see a mountain park sign.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty cool?
Yeah, the Hualapai Mountain Park is really nice. A lot of us locals like to go hike up there.
Yeah.
And you can see deer, elk. Some of them will even come up to you because they're so just friendly.
That's so cool.
We have the Hualapai Mountain Lodge up there. They feed the elk up there, so they're right there next to the building. That's
really
awesome.
Can you
really
stay at the
lodge? You can. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's really nice.
Oh, we love outdoor stuff, so I think the hiking and the lodge would be our speed.
Yeah, we need to do that next time.
You could check out, like, Gracie's Vintage down here. She has a lot of really cool vintage stuff for really good prices.
Yep.
So we have, like, Gracie's Vintage. We have all the antique stores down here. We have Blackbridge, and we have House of Pops, and we have, like, all of these nice locally brewed beers, which are really cool. So that's, like, for more of the adult life, and they do a lot of events, too, which is super cool.
Very cool.
And I see you have a stage in here.
And we are starting to do live stuff. Like, we just had Kabam, which was a poetry / open mic night.
Okay.
And that was super fun. That was
awesome.
So cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
So, it's going to be $6.
All right. That's so cool. You guys have tons of single origin. I love
that. We do. And we actually roast it here in-house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's actually our roaster.
That's pretty dang cool. But it's got to smell pretty great.
It smells so good.
crank that bad boy up.
You know, I've been roasting for almost 2 years now, and I still am not used to the smell.
It's so, good. So good.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
What's your name?
Alexa.
They've got Costa Rican, Nicaraguan, Peruvian.
Y'all can put my tea in my thermos if you want.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that cool? Okay.
Absolutely. We love when people bring their own.
Very cool. Seems to be you guys do medium darks.
We do medium dark, and then we have our house blend, which is a medium dark, and a dark.
Okay, all right. Your house blend's a medium dark.
Yeah. Okay. It's a really good blend. Cool. So I got 5, 10, 11, 12, 13, and that makes 14.
Sweet.
Thank you.
A dollar coin.
Yes, we get them every once in a while, which is kind of cool when we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a lot of tourists through here.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Not that we're tourists.
Yeah, no, not
that. Where are you guys from?
We live in L.A.
Oh, what part?
Burbank.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's nice through there.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We'll have that right out.
Thanks.
Let's do for here. For now. Last night we stopped in Flagstaff. We were both really hungry. I really like Flagstaff. It feels like a mountain town to me, especially the old downtown. Really cool place to walk. We've been there in the winter and in the summertime, and I guess now kind of summer fall.
Yeah.
Not quite autumn yet time.
And we liked the, so we pulled off for Whole Foods, and Whole Foods was not far off the freeway, so that was a little
really
nice
great.
Detour. We get asked a lot how we stay healthy on the road, and a lot of times it's just finding Whole Foods so that we know, like, they have so many hot bars and they have the salad bar and all that, and so you can read the ingredients and know what you're eating, and that's usually kind of the safest bet for us when we're traveling and they're all over the country. So
yeah,
it was
really fun to find it last night.
Yeah.
Also, you said it kind of felt like a college town to me.
Yeah, it just felt really good in that little area, you know. And then we kept going, and I think I slept through Winona because it was late and I was just ready to be out of the car. Usually I'm fine, but yesterday I was I'm kind of ready to be out of the car today.
Late at night.
This is our third day of driving. Yesterday was our third day of driving across country. And so it was, I think we were at our 10-hour mark.
No, we weren't. Yesterday we were at our, I think they just called your name.
Okay.
Yesterday we were at our, we left about 9:30. We got there at 11:30, so 14 hours in the car.
Oh, so that's maybe why I was ready. So then we, there you guys are. All right.
I call a cup of
coffee. Do you make honey in that?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Good stuff.
That's good.
I'm going to let mine cool a little bit. Rory's a little coffee snob now.
I really like the old downtown of Flagstaff. When we went there and there was that little pizza place we went to. It was like a college hangout, pizza, vibey, mountain feeling. I don't know, it was just really cool. That was in the wintertime. We've driven through there too when we were going skiing, going with the family to go skiing up in there.
Yeah, and we got stuck overnight in Flagstaff because of the weather.
Yes, we got snowed in before. So that's something that in our experience is important to us. It was beautiful weather, and then suddenly we were in feet of snow, and it was impassable, and we had to stop. Also, coming from Albuquerque, there was a lot of snow, and then it kind of cleared up, and then we got near Flagstaff again, and there was loads of snow. We had to turn around and go back. We actually couldn't get through. So it's just something to be aware of, I think, if you're traveling Route 66 in the wintertime, that they can get a lot of snow at altitude. So,
yeah, so just FYI. Be careful and plan ahead if you're going through that area.
Yep.
So we stayed in Kingman last night, and today we're going to be looking forward to
Oatman. Just after Kingman, 66 cuts off and goes up through the wilderness. It is a beautiful, amazing drive. They closed the town down, and the miners, everyone left, right? But the burros they used to haul their stuff, this must have been way back in the day, they let them go free. So now the town...
Burro is in donkeys.
Yeah, so now the town is full of wild donkeys.
Well, they're not wild.
Well, I mean,
they're free
wild.
Roaming.
Nobody puts them in a pen. Yeah, they're free roaming.
They walk through the town and people feed them. And you can buy
feed
buy the
to
food.
Get to them.
Yeah, and you can only feed them that food.
It's quite an experience.
So we're hoping to introduce you to a donkey today.
Yeah, and maybe I
should
introduce our cats to a donkey. See if they like to ride.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed our visit at Beale Street Brews.
Beale Street Brews.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Beale Street Brews.
In
Coffee
Kingman.
Lounge.
And they roast all their own coffees.
Yeah, and they've got, you can, like, the roastery's right out here in the open. It's all really cool.
Oakman, Arizona. We just pulled into town, and there are wild donkeys, wild burros lining the streets and standing in the middle of the streets.
You say wild.
Free-range burros.
There you go.
They're healthier.
Much better word.
The meat is much healthier.
You can, because you can pet them and you can feed them and all this. You just go in the store and you buy the food for like a buck or two.
Yep.
And then you can feed them, and it's really fun. And you can pet them and walk around, and they're just walking in the streets.
And they also have Oakman Outlaws shows at noon and 2:15. It's really fun. They come out and do a shootout in the street.
Uh-huh.
A faux shootout, you know,
yes.
Not a real shootout.
Looks like we just missed it.
Did that bee actually go into your bag?
Yeah, there's a bee in my bag.
Got a bee flying around in the car, and he went into her bag. Let's try and escort him out of the car. Out. Out, little guy. Get out the roof without stinging us. Don't swat at him hard. Just try and escort him. Ah.
Okay.
Nice. Now we'll come back. There's a really cool cafe here. I think it's still open. Where they have dollar bills on every wall. Completely covered with dollar bills from over the years.
Yeah, it's really cool. Are we going to eat lunch there?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think after yesterday, I need something a bit, you know, more stable for my gut, let's say.
Okay. They also have ice cream, because you need to have ice cream in a cute town.
That's definitely stable for the gut.
Ice cream's always good.
Yeah. And this is a real sort of like old west town looking thing. Really cool. It's worth coming to, especially the drive here is amazing.
There's a lot of cute little shops.
Yep. Cool little town. Definitely worth taking a drive to, huh?
Absolutely. It's super cute. And you can, you know, you definitely have to feed and pet the donkeys.
So this is what happens when you feed the burros. They stick their head in your car.
Hey, guy.
Hey, buddy. We got enough food. Sorry.
How you doing? Welcome to our car.
You have a fly on your nose. And your nose is full of nasty stuff. Bye. If they think you have food, they come on. A cautionary tale driving through the backcountry of Arizona. 2016, we were touring in our Toyota Prius, pulling a utility trailer with the car top carry on it, full of all of our gear, and our car was packed with our gear and suitcases and sound system and things like that. And you drive through a ton of dry creek beds and washes. I mean, it's really beautiful. It's really cool. Except when it starts pouring down rain. When that happens in the backcountry there, you have these flash floods. I'm talking what we call gully washers. Man, I mean, the water flows through so fast. We drove through a couple, and it kept getting deeper and deeper until we drove up on one where it was rolling rocks the size almost of bowling balls across the road. The water had to be 1 to 2 feet deep. And there were big old trucks, you know, four-wheel drive, you know, stopping and then sort of working their way through it. And I thought, we are really low to the ground, and we're going to have to drive through this thing. Yeah, in our Prius pulling a trailer. And our Swiss guitar player in the seat next to us kind of freaking out. He was so excited. Oh, my gosh. So I sat and I waited. It's dumb that we did it, but we were on our way to a gig, and we couldn't turn around. There wasn't time to go back hours, right? So I waited till it looked like all the big giant bowling balls were passed. And I crept into the water, and we got about halfway across. The water was up over our doors, and I mean, not over the tops of the doors, but well over the bottoms of the doors. And I felt the car pick up and slide sideways, being washed downstream. It was the freakiest thing, but we did manage to get through that one. The water did get all into our trailer.
We had a lot of mud to clean up.
Oh, yes, yeah. The water was way muddy because, you know, it's washing. Thankfully, all of our electric stuff was in the car,
right,
which stayed dry. We got through that and driving through another one. A big old truck rushed through it, and rocks half the size of my fist pounding on our car because we're having to creep through it. These guys, these giant four-wheel drives, were rushing through it and just splashing our car where we can't see anything. Giant rocks. So, a cautionary tale on driving through the backcountry of Arizona. This was in the summertime, right?
Yes, it was in the summer, and, you know, obviously there's not rain, a lot of rain in Arizona, just like we live in California. It's how many days of sunshine a year?
321 days of sunshine in Southern California, I believe.
So these areas aren't used to having rain, and the chances of you having rain in these areas are slim, but always good to check. Just on that tour, it's so funny. After we reviewed,
forest fires.
Yeah, we had fires, floods, earthquake. We, like, our guitarist from Switzerland visiting that year, it was just funny because we experienced all those things.
Everything but a hurricane and a tornado.
In that tour.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how we roll.
Oh man.
Hey, look, gas is cheap here. It's only $3.51. Okay, so y'all, what we did is we got gas. We topped off our gas right before we got to Needles, California, so that we would pay Arizona prices. The gas was $2.69 in Arizona. And once we crossed the California border, the gas was $4.69. So it was $2 more a gallon. It's time for our travel question, Rory.
Woohoo!
We met Tatiana at our recent concert, and she asks, what about visiting Memphis?
It's a bit of an open-ended question.
Yeah. Well, since we usually cover destinations in our podcast, we'll give you guys a super quick overview. In our opinion, allowing 1 or 2 days can be enough time to catch the highlights in Memphis. And so we encourage you to just catch the things from which Memphis claims its fame.
Yeah, like Graceland, Sun Studios tour, the Peabody Hotel with the Ducks marching, Beale Street.
Wait, the Ducks march?
Have you never seen that? Yeah, that's the whole thing about the Peabody Hotel in Memphis. You got to see the Ducks.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So see the Ducks, Beale Street, and of course, eat some famous Memphis barbecue.
And keep in mind, larger cities like Memphis are all going to have wonderful ballets, museums, live music, trendy restaurants. So you can always search the web for seasonal things to do and events depending on the time of the year.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot, like the B.B. King Blues Club. Of course, Memphis Blues is really famous. So make sure you catch some good music while you're in Memphis. Memphis?
There you go. That's better.
Yep.
Travel tip.
Nice. As December provides us with greater awareness of giving, it's extra fun when you can buy gifts that also give back to help communities, both at home and around the globe.
And when you're traveling the globe, you need a really great pair of headphones or earbuds to accompany you on your journey.
Indeed. So our travel tip is get some great headphones or earbuds from this episode's sponsor, Listen. That's the name of the company.
Yeah, Listen Sound Company. Yep,
and
they spell
Listen, L-S-T-N. You just take the vowels out of Listen, and you have L-S-T-N Listen. That's how they spell it. So it's listensound.com.
It's L-S-T-N-sound.com.
Right, L-S-T-N-S-O-U-N-D.com.
So while you're at it, you're going to get some as gifts for others as well.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll be giving and giving back all at the same time.
Because we really love connecting with brands that are not only making great high-quality products, but that also have a greater mission behind their brand. And so we're excited that we get to introduce you guys to this episode's sponsor, Listen.
L-S-T-N. Listen makes all kinds of headphones, earbuds, speakers, accessories.
So again, you can check them out at lstnsound.com. Grab some for yourself and as gifts, because here's the extra fun giving back part. When you buy from LSTN, from Listen, the proceeds from your purchase are going to help fund Listen and Starkey Hearing Foundation's mission to give hearing aids globally.
That is so cool. Listen took a team to Peru with Delta Airlines and Starkey Hearing Foundation. They helped over 1,000 people get hearing aids. Yeah, and even what's cooler than that is Listen has helped more than 30,000 people receive hearing aids through their charity partner, Starkey Hearing Foundation.
So with every pair of Listen headphones that you buy, you're helping someone else around the globe hear.
Mm-hmm.
People worldwide are able to hear sounds and music, reconnect with, and build their communities.
We have been using the Troubadour headphones in zebra wood and the Beacon 2.0 earbuds in black.
So first of all, they're great looking.
Yeah, they're comfortable. They have a good presence, a nice bottom end.
And they can make stereo phone calls. They have voice assist compatibility, and they weigh less than an ounce.
Yeah, that would be the earbuds that weigh less than an ounce. Mm-hmm. The headphones weigh more. They're so cool. They're beautiful.
But they're not heavy.
No, they're made out of wood, like the exterior instead of plastic.
Yeah,
it's
so
wood.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. The Beacon earbuds also come with multiple ear tip and wing sizes, which I love because it gives you more than 12 different combinations to help you find that perfect fit. And I didn't have any problem with them staying in my ear.
They're easy to use. They're easy to pair with Bluetooth. And the wireless earbuds can pair separately. And since they're wireless, what's cool is like when you pull up a free movie on your iPad on Southwest during a flight.
Which I always do.
We can each put a bud in our ear and watch the same movie when we're on an airplane.
Oh, can we?
Yeah, see, you can share. See, it's all about sharing this season.
I see.
So
yes.
You don't have to have both earbuds. You can wear one and I can wear one. And then we can share the movie.
That sounds like a hint. Okay. Yeah, when speaking of flying, Delta Airlines also loves Listen. And you can often find a pair of premium Listen headphones in your seat when you fly overseas in business class with Delta. That's really cool.
Yep. And the Troubadour headphones come with a cable, so you can also plug them into your computer or phone or device of choice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Indeed. It's nice to have both wireless and non-wireless options, I think.
Yeah.
With great battery life of 8+ hours, you probably won't have an issue. But for traveling, it's always nice to have the option of plugging in and saving the battery life
of
between
your Bluetooth
airports.
Device. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, not all airplanes have the plug to charge your devices, so it's great to have the option to plug them directly in.
To your device.
Yes, directly into your device. Thank you. Yes.
So they also have a lot of amazing deals this holiday season. So at the time of this recording, they are offering right now, buy one, get one free.
Yeah, that is so cool. So head over to our show notes and grab the link to listensound.com. That's LSTNSOUND, listensound.com.
Listen is also available through some official retail outlets like Whole Foods and Amazon. So if you're doing your Amazon Prime thing and you're just trying to get your shopping wham, bam, done, grab some Listen headphones there as well.
That's right. Oh, and don't forget to visit our website for our cool RFID protection cell phone wallets we told you about on our previous podcast.
Christmas shopping? Check.
That's right.
Well, we hope we've inspired you this episode. And this episode closes out season one of our podcast.
Woo-hoo. Yay! Yes, so make sure you join us next time when we will break out with season number two.
Subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
And we're also on Twitter, on all social platforms. We are at The Romies. That's TheRoamies. Our main hub is our website, where you will find us at www.theromies.com. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.